Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I'm in Brazil for the first time, and a couple things that I've noticed. And walking around a little bit in Sao Paulo, which is where I'm at as I record this, it kind of reminds me of Tel Aviv in a lot of ways. Very tropical climate. It's a much bigger city than Tel Aviv, I think, but there's certainly more people that live, and the traffic is can be pretty crazy, that sort of thing. I think that, there's definitely amazing restaurants around here. Actually what's really surprising is that, apparently they're the biggest, Japanese population outside of Japan is apparently in Brazil. You can get some pretty awesome Japanese food, is what I had this evening, quite a plethora of very tasty Japanese style vittles, I guess the U.S. dollar goes a little bit farther here too, which is kind of cool for if you're coming to visit. What I actually noticed, and this is what I'm thinking about, is so, at least in the hotel, and I think this seems to be common from at least some of the food that I've, or for some of the restaurants I've seen, is that, we get these huge plates in the U.S., right? Even just for the buffet, right? You got to fill it up. The plates here are a lot smaller, which ends up actually being a good thing, because if you still eat the same amount of food, you're still going to eat the same amount of food. You're just going to do it in smaller plates. You can find the same crap food here as in Brazil that you can find in the United States, right? There's no shortage of that kind of stuff around. I did try a couple things. But for the most part, I stick to what I eat. There's going to be some variations just based on, I did have a couple bites of sushi with rice, which I don't normally do. It was pretty good. And the portions were small, right? And this is I think we get these gigantic portions in the U.S. and it's gigantic portions of crap is what it is in a lot of cases. I don't think that's helping things. And it seems like that, there's definitely from the people I've seen around. I won't say it's nearly as bad as the U.S., but I definitely see people that, that are in, that are overweight and of course, again, you can find all the typical food that would get blamed for that. With the transformation I've been through, I definitely look at places, I think I've always been about the food, right? Anybody who's known me for a long time knows I really enjoy food. I look at it very differently now because of the transformation I've been through. And it's like, okay, well, how much of it is these things or whatever. Even the desserts are tend to be a bit smaller and much more, and not nearly as sweet, for instance. It's amazing, what my own palate is now. It's like, okay, things that I didn't think were that sweet before. Now it's like, okay, well, that's actually pretty sweet. And I don't necessarily want to eat something that is that sweet. And I did have some mangoes here, which is something that I enjoy. I'm probably not going to find any fresh mangoes in the States, except for maybe Hawaii, which that might be the only place in the U.S. where you could conceivably get those. That was something I had here. So,
But yeah, I think it's and like I've said before, with any country, there's a lot of people just trying to get from point A to point B, and not there may be some differences, right, in terms of like some of the stuff that they do. But if you look at the daily activities, they're pretty similar. We're all people are trying to work to support themselves and not get bored and that kind of thing. And you find that here just the same as anywhere else. It's always an eye-opening experience to go to a new country, and Brazil's a new country for me. When this comes out, I will be back. I'll have a few more days here that I'm going to a couple other places, other than Sao Paulo. So I will have might have some other experiences to share, as I come back. But, this particular trip is fairly short, but it's also, I've got many places I'm going to be in the next several weeks. So I'm going to be recording a lot from the road here, just as a matter of, well, I need to. Oh, I guess one other thing here I noticed is like coffee. Coffee's way different here too. Lots of espresso, small coffee kind of things. This sort of American coffee is very, very strong from the cup or two that I've had of it. The espresso is definitely a better way to go here. And that's just a difference of, you find these things as you travel. And I actually think it's kind of cool to see the differences. And yeah, if I can't get my exact, whatever, it's no big deal. Yeah, I could even go up the road and go to a Starbucks. I thought that was kind of hilarious. I'm like, oh, well, yeah. And Fogo de Chao, which I guess exists here, and it's a little different, as you might imagine. I'll know a little bit more about that tomorrow, but anyway, I would say, there's probably some, and I'm sure I could see some sites, and I probably will when I'm in Rio, maybe on Friday, I might do a little bit of that, but there's always, this is a, you can always find something to look at, and just even just like, I just find it kind of interesting walking through a supermarket and seeing the kind of food they have and stuff. So this is what passes for entertainment for me. I'm easy to entertain, I guess, but I just like to observe normal people kind of doing their thing, and just realizing that we're not all that different. We might speak different languages and might have some different customs, but we're not all that different at the end of the day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.